Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, mothers and fathers align saving kids of all ages and all stages for all mental health struggles. And our helpline is available from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. for referrals to either parent support groups via Zoom or in person. Also for any referral, whether it's a therapist, an inpatient or outpatient program, or if you still need a school for your child, we have a liaison, a yeshiva liaison available for you to speak to and meet with so we can get your child into the best school fit for them. Our confidential number is 718-758-0400. I say confidential. You can call it. You don't have to give a name. You can be anonymous. Again, I'll repeat the number. Maybe it's for yourself, a neighbor, a loved one, or someone you usually would sit next to in shul. Our number again, 718-758-0400. Tonight, I'm really, really, really grateful and happy to have with us once again Rebbetzin Malki Spira, who is a licensed mental health counselor, both in Borough Park and in Toms River. And I'd like to welcome you on and thank you for making the time in your busy schedule for being on our radio show again tonight. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, and I'm so pleased to be here. I would always make time for this because, Ruchama, I have so much respect for you and for the incredibly important work that MASC is doing. It's not hard to show up for people when everything is going great. You put on your fancy clothes and show up at their simchas. But to really show up for people when they're struggling and help them find a way to make the best of their life, that's what you do. And I'm always honored to have a part of it.
Well, thank you. And of course, with my wonderful staff, we're always answering the helpline, waiting to help families. So pick up the phone. If you have a loved one, yourself, struggling with anxiety, depression, sexual abuse, whatever it may be, addiction, please pick up the phone, call us, and we will connect you to the right professionals so that you can get some assistance. So, Malki, it's Erev Yontif. We are facing many, many, many days that we need to be in the kitchen, we need to be cooking while we're making time to daven and pray for a good, happy, healthy new year. And I really want to speak about how we can make that Yontif be a positive experience. Holidays are stressful. There are so many days that we need to be serving so many meals. Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. We have 4 really lavish, beautiful meals that we serve. Then we come on to Yom Kippur and then Sukkot, which is 8 days. So God willing, we should all be able to get to the Yontif feeling well, but most importantly, we need to make it a positive experience while being stressed. So I want your help, Malki, Rebbetzin Malki, that I'm used to addressing you as. I hope that's okay.
That's fine.
In describing how we can make it a positive experience, please.
And it's such a timely and important question because it's interesting. The Torah calls the woman Beis Yaakov. Beis Yankov. Beis Yaakov is like, this is the house of Israel. It's us mothers who go and establish that home. And it's just so, so important for us to give the thought to what we could do to make this happen. Like you say, it's day after day, Shabbos Yontif, Shabbos Yontif, Shabbos Yontif, then Chol Hamoed, with all the expectations. How can we really hold on to ourselves and make this Yontif work well for everyone? And I have this feeling as we're talking, and I'm thinking about it and projecting over the next month. You know this feeling as you're getting towards the top of the roller coaster and nothing's happened yet, but your stomach is already giving that lurch in advance. You know, 10 more feet, 5 more feet, 3 more feet, 1 more foot, and like here goes nothing. Uh-oh, here it comes. We're just at the top of a really tall roller coaster. Now we're going to be plummeting down to the bottom and turning upside down in circles and all the hustle and bustle of the preparation and all the expectations that are put on us as mothers. And somehow this whole Yontif, the Chodesh Tishrei, the whole Yontif season, that's supposed to be a time of celebration, a time of joy, a time of family togetherness, can become fraught. And it has a lot of potential to become stressed and overwhelming, and then starts agitation and a certain amount of tension between the people. So it really, really becomes important, the question that you're asking, to consider it. How can we surround our children with a sense of joy, a sense of pleasure, a sense of meaning, a sense of family, a sense of together, and not get stuck in all the pitfalls that come against us as we're spinning and rolling up and down on this roller coaster. And it's a real challenge. So I think it's, you know, it's really good for us to have this chance to kind of discuss that and say, how do we move out of the stress and panic and into a place of simcha, of joy, into a place of connection and togetherness, of thankfulness, of gratitude. So I think that we could also give a little bit of pressure and how the children are dressed. Do they measure up to other people? For us as parents and then for them as children, how do we deal with their social pressure? Because there are such high standards, whether it's the clothing, whether it's how we serve our food. So much worry, Ruchama, goes into getting it right, the right shoes, the right table setting, the right main course. And we don't want these type of worries and stressors to leech, to rob the Yontif month of the joy that can be potentiated. We can make so much of it if we don't get lost, if it doesn't become negative.
So, Rebbetzin Malki, let's talk about what's most important. You brought up about matching clothes and the dishes and the table setting and how, you know, the presentation of our food. I mean, most important is prayer. And that is what Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the holiday is about. And we're praying that we all have health and we have parnasa, we have livelihood, we have nachas, our children do well, they're beginning in school. We need to remember that doing well doesn't mean only school grades. We need to remember emotionally, mentally, and physically well. So let's talk about what's most important, please.
So I think that what you mentioned, first of all, is critically important. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a very high priority is to be misfalo, to pray for yourself, for your loved ones, for the world. It's a time of the year that's very auspicious for our prayers to be accepted. And we do want to invest ourselves in that. But in terms of again, Beis Yaakov, the mothers of Judaism, if we're holding and perpetuating Judaism, Yiddishkeit, for the future generations, then what we really need to do is prioritize our children. That is our first priority. If we think in terms of our chiyuv of tevila, what is our actual responsibility? And everyone can check for themselves. I'm not saying this, you know, with any rabbinic backing, but just in general, women have a very different obligation for prayer. And women have the ability, like Hannah, to pray quietly from their heart. And they have also the power to pray extemporaneously. We're connected to Hashem in our hearts. We don't need to put on tefillin. We don't need to go to shul. We don't need to say those tefillahs, but we do need to pour our hearts out to Hashem in our own words and in our own way. So if you can get to shul and you like to be there at 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning for Abay Noilam, and you like to be there all the way till the end, till Aleinu or Anam Zmiris, and daven the whole davening, and you feel that that inspires you, and you feel that it's the proper preparation, it's the proper way to embrace the new year, this is how we're welcoming it, then that's wonderful. But when I say prioritize the children, what I mean is try to crawl into their shoes and see this yontif through their eyes. Because the more you can take their perspective, the more successful you will be at your task of making it not just palatable, but desirable and exciting for your children. And that's our goal. Our goal is to make the yontif delicious. It's to make the yontif something that the children remember forever. We're establishing what they will look back at and say, that's right, that's good, that's the way it should be, and that's the way I want it to be. And I'm wondering, Ruchama, if this resonates with you. I find that there are many children who choose different ways than their parents today. And one of the things that I hear very often in my office was, Yiddishkeit was so hard. There were so many demands on us. It had to be exactly a certain way. No one heard how I felt. No one cared how I felt. It was just do this like that or else you don't measure up. And when I say prioritize the children, this is what I'm talking to. I'm talking to address really feeling what the yontif feels like to them so that we draw them in and we don't push them away. I'm curious, Ruchama, because at Mass, you're dealing with children who did choose out very often, what your feeling is about this point that I'm sharing.
Absolutely. You know, it's so interesting because parents are always saying, when we were younger, we needed to sit at the table like soldiers at meals, mm-hmm. and it was very long and boring. And kids with ADHD struggled. But I know that Rabbi Yanki Horowitz always, always says not to force the children to sit at the table for hours on end, especially when you're having guests. So, and also very important not to change their seats. Wherever they sit a whole year, every Shabbos or Yontif at the table, if you're having guests, you shouldn't send them to the back of the table and put your guests up front near you. The right. children should always be a priority. So times are different, and we really need to take this serious because kids complain all about the table, like you said, that it's being forced down their throats. So it's so important that we really understand that it should be about the children and making it a happy place to be.
Yes.
Yes, so Malki, I want to ask you,
I wanted to share with you something that a client that was here today shared with me. She said when they used to eat the meal Rosh Hashanah by night by her grandfather, and when she was a child. And when he would give them apple with honey, he used to take his pinky finger and touch their forehead with a drop of sticky honey. And he would say, "Because you're so sweet, and I'm wishing you a sweet year." And I thought it was such a
Wow.
beautiful little ritual, right? And to make the child feel it's about you and you count, and I appreciate your sweetness. You're inherently sweet and treasured by me. And I think those are the experiences that we're looking to really share with our children.
Absolutely. Times are different. It's
Yeah.
not like when we grew up, right?
No, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Rebbitzin. So moms have so many jobs and dads too. I want to know, what do you say about with all the demands that are placed on them? Let's give some good tips, please.
Oh, Rahama, I think the most important thing that resonates with all the people that I talked to before Yantif, whatever their personality style is to plan ahead. The people who by nature are organized appreciate it. And the people who are by nature are not organized really see the need for it and should take extra time to support themselves. We all know the famous saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And before a Yontif month like this, there's no question that that's true. And when I say plan, I don't mean just plan your menus, though you should do that because it'll just make your life more manageable. But I mean plan your children, plan your Erev Yontif, your extra game for Erev Yontif, a new game, so that your children are busy and not underfoot, your special little prizes to motivate the children and keep them busy, something extra if you're trying to daven and you want to keep them busy, then novel games, novel toys, novel mattress. Some people say, "I don't want to spoil my children like that." You know, Ruchama, I grew up in a shul and I wanted to be in shul. And sometimes, like the piyut was very long, but if a child came and stood next to me and said the piyut with me, and there were words they weren't familiar with, and certainly they didn't understand the concepts, I would go to the nunnery and buy a big bag of all different candies. And for every stanza they said, I would give them, they could choose one candy. And I had children next to me. And I'm not saying that every parent should take their child to shul and your children do not have to say piyutim by missaf. I'm just saying whatever is important to you, give that thought and plan it out. If it's that it should be bedtime rituals in spite of the wildness, make sure you have a plan for that. If it's that the children come to shul for some amount of time, make sure you have a plan for that. If it's the meals, make sure you're planning meals that your children will enjoy. In addition to that, you will enjoy. The more you have planned, the more likelihood that you'll be able to stay on a track and you'll be able to focus on what's important and cut out what's not. Because part of the planning is also choosing what you're not going to do. And that's as important or more than what you are going to do. Sometimes mothers say, "Yeah, I kind of had everything ready and it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I decided, let me just make that one more cake." And then the kids didn't bathe and everything got late and things got edgy. And I'm going to say, buy whatever you can. Buy side dishes, buy challahs, buy cakes. If you know that it's going to make stress and that the children are going to feel that Yontif is a pressure, buy. And if it's going to be a pressure for you, buy. And if it's going to be a pressure for your husband, buy. And don't send him to buy if it's going to be a pressure for him. Make your order 3 days in advance. So we're at that point now. Sit down, make your orders, buy what you can if you can afford it. Share some things with a friend or a sibling if that makes things easier for you. You know, someone will make some dips, a double portion, and you'll make other ones. Anything that you can do to ease the burden, but your biggest focus on the top of your planning sheet should say, Simchas Yontif. Okay, we're bringing joy into the holiday spirit. So anything on that plan that's going to take away from Simchas Yontif, you immediately want to X off your list with a big, fat, black, permanent marker. So planning and planning what not to do and planning how to make it work for yourself and planning how to make it enjoyable for your children and planning for the witching moments when your kids get overwhelmed or overtired or are fighting with each other, planning play dates, planning to send. Today I was speaking to a woman whose oldest child is very, very impulsive, very difficult, very aggressive at home, even in the best of times. And as we were discussing her plan, what she realized is get a babysitter to take out child number 2 to 5 for 3 or 4 hours and leave her home with that difficult child and her baby, because he can't go with his father to shul. And if he's going to be home and he's going to be arguing with the other, with his other siblings, he's going to set them all off and the home will just be totally wild and chaotic. So she realized that her best bet is get a babysitter to take the other children out to give her the time to stay home and keep this child home calmly. And that's what works best for her. So every person has to recognize what are their resources and what are their particular challenges and put that on a paper and plan around it. The food, the paper goods, there are beautiful paper goods today and a lot of them are not very expensive. Everything you can cut down, like dishwashing, tinfoil pans rather than pots that you have to wash, buying rather than making, and focusing on planning for the things that will make the atmosphere positive and the children happy and the parents happy.
Very important ideas. Thank you. I want to go on to the part of what happens when things don't work out, just as somebody may have planned. Like you said, we need to plan, but many times there are emergencies, especially when parents have kids that are struggling with mental health issues, and even so with other issues or illnesses. We're during COVID now, so one could come down not feeling well. So instead of breaking down and feeling like, oh, I planned, let's give some tips about what happens when it doesn't happen the way you make plan.
That's a great question, Ruchama. So I want to suggest that people take that large paper that they make their plan, turn it over to the backside and write, plan to be flexible. As you talk about the things that can happen, I'm remembering 2 years ago, Rosh Hashanah by night, my youngest got fever and we went from the meal to the hospital because we couldn't bring the fever down. And we got out of the hospital in the morning just in time for Shacharis. And needless to say, our plan that was pretty well crafted just went out the window. And it was all about being able to be flexible and realizing you made that plan. The plan was there for your convenience. But again, as soon as something changes, what you want to do is take that black marker and say, okay, anything, if this is not working in my mind, I'm crossing out whatever I need to change now and be flexible with the plan. The acid test for whatever you do is, will this bring joy to the people in my home? And when things don't work out right, just keep focusing on that. Just keep focused, being flexible, taking deep breaths, moving along with what happens. And you should know, Ruchama, that it's the biggest gift you can possibly give your child. The biggest gift you can give your child is to be flexible. And they learn that when things happen, plans change, when there's pain, when things are not the way you would have hoped they would be, your greatness is going to be your ability to shift along with it. You don't need to get lost. You don't need to get agitated. You don't need to get hysterical. And if you do, you can calm yourself. You can soothe yourself. You can bring yourself back to a place of serenity if that's what you choose to do. If you say, what I want is a plan that will help move me along with this yanta, but if my plan doesn't work out, my plan B is become an improv actor. You know, whatever happens, I'm just going to move along with it. I'm going to say not no, but it should have been different. Instead, I'm going to face whatever happens with a yes and. Yes, I would have liked that to happen, but now that this happened, where am I taking it? And be willing to be flexible, be resilient, be sympathetic with your children if they're frustrated, be able to show up for your husband if it's hard for him, and flow along with what happens, like the piece of driftwood along with the water. Once you're in, you just got to move along with the flow.
You know, Robertson, so many families have children and loved ones and that are suffering, whether it's mental health or addiction, and something, even ADHD, it really is difficult for many parents that are doing a lot under real stressful situations. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time you said that it's important to make lists. Let's make lists today, tomorrow, and get things done on Sunday so that erev yontif on Monday, you're not as stressed. So I want to thank you. I want to wish you and everyone, all my listeners, a very happy and a healthy new year. It should be a sweet year for everyone. Thank you, Representative Malky.
It was my pleasure. And I'm just so, again, as I said before, honored to be part of MASC's outreach, to be able to be there for people, inspiring, supporting. MASC is with people through whatever they face.
Thank you.
So I just I just like to wish everybody that's listening a good Gebenstier. And they should know no tsar, only joy and simcha, whatever it is that they wish most for themselves. That's what they should find in this year, a year of ease and joy and nachas and happiness. And I wish that also to you, Ruchama, and to
Amen.
All your wonderful staff at MASC.
Thank you, and to all of my listeners as well, thank you. And please consider going on to MASC Parents. .org, parents is plural, maskparents.org, and donate online and listen to our previous shows. Please help us continue with all the MASC programs. And I want to wish everybody a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, a happy, a healthy new year, and always remember, hang in, hold on, and for now, virtually hug tight. Thank you, and have a good night.
Being vaccinated is your key to NYC. People 12 and older now need to show proof of vaccination to enjoy indoor dining, fitness, and entertainment. Just show your CDC vaccination card, NYC COVID Safe app, New York State Excelsior Pass, or other official vaccine record. This is the best way to protect yourself and others. To find vaccines near you, visit nyc.gov/vaccinefinder.
Best wishes for the new year from your friends at Marvid Poultry. For the last 60 years, Marvid Kosher Poultry has been providing the cleanest, finest, and tastiest chickens, turkeys, ducks, and Cornish hens for discriminating kosher customers. Marvid also has the most kosher supervision, including the OU, MK, and Isachtis as well. So start the new year by making sure Marvid is on your family's table. Available at the finest kosher supermarkets. A good yar and a chag kosher v'sameach from Marvid Poultry. Ancient tradition, today's taste.
Talk Line Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.